Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today we're joined by the brand new channel chief at ESET Canada, Cam Leatham. Many will remember Cam from his time at IBM and later Ingram Micro, so it's a great chance to catch up. We talk about what brings him to ESET, the opportunity he sees for the company in the Canadian market, and in particular in growing in the West. We get his thoughts on the state of ESET's channel community and what partners can expect from him, among other topics. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Cam Leatham. Cam, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, Rob. Thanks very much for having me.
Exciting times. You joining ESET to lead channels. I guess to throw it open, tell me a little bit about the opportunity that you see for ESET in the Canadian market.
Perfect. I'm extremely excited to be joining the company. I think we've got a great set of partners already currently working with ESET Canada, and we will be looking to add, a few areas where we think there might be some opportunity. One area I'll call out is in the MSP market, mm-hmm. where we feel that that there is some opportunity to grow our share in that space. And I'll be reaching out to a number of customers that I've dealt with in the past at roles at Ingram Micro and IBM to build on the relationships that I've made prior.
All right, sounds good. What was it about ESET that made it attractive to you? What brings you to ESET, as it were?
Great question. I think there's a couple things. First of all, ESET's got a long history of research and development. They have 30 years in the cybersecurity space. Currently about 110 million users and 400,000 businesses. So, it's a company that is quite well known. Really sort of excited me there. I think number two would be the culture of the company. So as I've gone through my career, culture has been a very important piece of the places that I've chose to work over the last few years. And, I did some research, talked to a number of people who've worked at ESET or working currently. And the culture is fantastic. And then third, I think, is when I was looking for a role back within the channels, I really wanted to leverage the relationships that I built over my 20 years in covering partners. So, it seemed like the perfect opportunity for me, and I jumped at it.
All right. Sounds good. I know as we speak, you're in day four in your new role, so probably plans are still crystallizing, as it were, but can you kind of share me what you see as the early days plan and goal for the new role?
Yeah, absolutely. It is day four. It's been a wild ride so far. really trying to get a handle on the business today. So figuring out where's the business coming from. Mm-hmm. Are there partners that are not selling the ESET solution today? So trying to build out some plans there. I talked a little bit earlier about adding. So we're looking not to add hundreds of new ESET partners to the mix, but mm-hmm. Just in some very key areas, we're looking for some smart partner recruitment. And lastly, I'm looking to add some additional presence in the Western Canada. We've been sort of covering it from Ontario, and we mm-hmm. think there's an opportunity to grow share. And by adding some resources in the territory, we think that'll be a great thing for us and go a long way for the partners.
I thought it was interesting that the announcement that we got sort of discussing your arrival at ESET, really, really pointed to that as a, we don't often see that kind of a firm, this is going to be something this new person is focused on in those kinds of announcements. So it's telling that obviously ESET sees an opportunity there. Can you expand a little bit sort of on the plan there and how you see that shaping up over the next year or so?
Absolutely. As I said, we're doing some planning. We're trying to figure out, from a location perspective, what makes sense. I spent a lot of time in Western Canada, both at IBM, but also Ingram Micro. Mm-hmm. We had local reps. It worked very well for, the partners there. There's a number of customers I've worked with in the past that aren't selling the ESET value proposition. So, we're looking to put a technical resource, a solution engineer out in the region mm-hmm. to be teamed up with a territory account manager. both to engage with customers, but to also engage with our channel partners in the territory.
All right. You kind of touched on this before, but I'm curious to get your sort of early days assessment of sort of the state of the channel for ESET in Canada right now. Obviously, a fair number of partners on board. Just curious if there are any other particular areas where you'd like to see, you know, folks stepping up in new directions or in different areas.
Yeah, great question. You know, as I look at the partner set, a lot of familiar names. You know, mm-hmm. I think we've done well. We're actually coming to the end of a very successful year in Canada, and we're not looking to again add hundreds of partners. So, you know, we want to sort of pick our spot. Mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier MSP being an area that we feel our share is not representative of the opportunity in the market, and you know, we're going to go out and bring the ESET value proposition to those partners and see if we can, you know, get some traction and success there.
If memory serves, ESET has had an MSP program for a little while now. Do you think it's just a matter of kind of getting the volume up out there about that that particular aspect of the opportunity, or is there something else that's going to be required to kind of get over that hump and get that share that you describe?
Yeah, I think you know, they have ESET has a strong proposition to the partners, and you know, I don't know that we've showed up to all the opportunities that you know are in front of us, quite frankly. So you know, I'm going to work alongside my sales reps. I tend to be very active in the channel. I like the face-to-face connection with the partners. Mm-hmm. I want to build a plan. I want to see how we fit into their overall solution and you know, find a win-win situation for both the partners and ourselves. So, you know, I think, again, it's bringing a value proposition that we feel is a strong component already, and just getting out into the market, you know, to get a little bit deeper on planning and execution.
All right, great. And I think some of your answers along the way have sort of informed what we can expect from this answer, but curious to get your thoughts on what Canadian solution providers can expect from you in particular and from the channel team at ESET Canada under your watch.
Yeah, perfect. I think ESET as a company, we're going to continue to leverage our strong history of research and development. We'll be making some exciting announcements in the B2B product suite over the next coming weeks and months. So the channel can expect to see some announcements there. Stay tuned. Again, I think from myself, it's really getting out and being active, understanding, you know, the partner landscape, you know, what they're looking for from a cybersecurity manufacturer and finding that value solution. So I will be a very familiar and active face in the territories. I think I've got a trip coming up to Montreal and Vancouver in the next couple of weeks, and, you know, I'll be spending a lot of time in the other regions as well.
All right. Sounds good. Once again, good luck in your new role and look forward to hearing from how things go at ESET Canada. Thanks for taking the time in this year, first week on the new job.
Thank you very much, Rob. It's been great speaking with you, and I look forward to talking again soon.
There you have it. The opportunity for the channel with ESET Canada from the company's new channel chief, Cam Latham. I'd like to thank Cam for joining us for the podcast, thank ESET for their continued support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back next week, as we'll join you from Tech Data's new Cyber Range and Enforced Security event in Phoenix. We'll get a deep dive into the security business at Tech Data, and we'll find out exactly what a Cyber Range is. In the meantime, we'd appreciate it if you take a moment to leave us a rating in your podcast app of choice, and of course, you can subscribe to the podcast in either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.